This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
It's time for real stories from those who make our region and our country their home. Time for Making Yourself at Home, thanks to the support from the Ethnic Communities Development Fund.
Good morning, Taranaki, and welcome to Making Yourself at Home on 104.4 FM, your voice, your choice. I'm your host, Brian, from the United States, along with Alina from Romania, our step-in guests from Argentina, Clarissa, and our special host, Ming, from South Korea.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for introduction, Brian. Here is Alina from Romania, and it's my pleasure today to introduce Min, originally from South Korea. She is in New Zealand for almost 15 years. I met Min, I think, maybe around 7 years ago when I came to New Plymouth. She was my kid's swimming teacher, and she was always with a smile on her face, so I really enjoy that. Whenever I see Min, my day goes better. And Min, she's also having her own show here at Access Radio Taranaki. It's named Koe Corner, and where she's teaching Korean and also reading books for children. So looking forward to know more about Min today. Good morning. How are you, Min?
Oh, thank you so much. Nice introduction.
Always, always for you. So tell us a little bit about you. You arrived in New Zealand 15 years ago from South Korea.
Yeah.
How was that? How come did you choose New Plymouth, or where did you come first?
I came first Auckland, and because my sister-in-law, just looking at the Korean television show, there are ships around the green field, and we were thinking about leaving South Korea because of my husband. So that time the lady said, my sister-in-law said, why don't you go to New Zealand? Then, yeah. Okay, and then we just come. We didn't thinking too much. So my husband is a workaholic. So he said, if I'm stay South Korea, I'm not going to stop to work. And I said, then let's move to another country. So that's why we came here, ended up. And then we came Auckland. We got a permanent residence after 2 years. And then we moved New Plymouth 8 years ago. So now we're living more than Auckland, 1 year more than Auckland. Mm-hmm. We lived Auckland 7 years ago. So, I mean, 8 years ago. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And how was it that you landed in New Plymouth? What drew you to New Plymouth specifically?
This one was the same, very similar. My husband owned the garage, car mechanic. He's a car mechanic. So he owned the owner of the garage, and then one of the customer came to him, and he just have a baby, like a young baby children. So they said, oh, New Plymouth, he came from New Plymouth actually, is very good for growing the kids. And there are big mountain with the snow and things. And then my husband just said, let's move to New Plymouth. So we just moved to New Plymouth.
One of my favorite quotes is by the author Kurt Vonnegut, and it's, obscure travel suggestions are dancing lessons from God. And yeah, wow. Sounds like you follow that.
I am. Yeah, we are.
That's funny. What part of Korea were you living in? Is that where you always lived? Did you grow up somewhere else?
Yeah, I am South Korean, and I lived my childhood and until 20, I lived in Busan, the bottom of the South Korea. And my husband is different, but anyway, I moved to the Seoul, and then I met my husband. Yeah, after 20 something years later. Yeah.
So was the where you grew up, was it rural? Was it a big city also, like Seoul, or?
Oh, it's the second biggest city in South Korea. Okay. So I'm not really rural person. That's why I'm not good at gardening and things in New Plymouth. But yeah, it was big change for me. Yeah. Mm. So big city to big city as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hola a todos. This is Clarissa. Good morning, everyone. So you moved from big city to New Plymouth. How do you find that? How big are big cities in South Korea?
Actually, what I mean big city is not land. Lots of people living there. Land is in New Zealand much bigger. But you know, technology and like lots of a company and lots of job opportunity, work, 24 hours ongoing.
Right.
In here, New Plymouth, like closing 4:30 or 5 p.m., they're closing shut down everywhere. Yeah. Very quiet.
It's more quiet. It's a big difference.
Yeah, it is really, really different. And then I love the nature of the New Zealand. So, yeah, it's good for me, actually. I had a, like... Really, I'm also a hard worker, like a working holiday. Yeah, so it's good for me to break to my life, like kind of calm morning and not calm morning with three kids, but but much better than South Korea. Like I can rest with the birds start to singing, start my morning. Like
Because everything seems more quieter here, more like calm, and the tranquility is is definitely something you experience when you move to New Zealand. I mean, I'm coming from Argentina, also from a big city. I mean,
I live in a big city. Are you?
I'm from Córdoba.
Córdoba.
I'm from Alto de Chipión, which is in a small town. But then I moved to the big city, and then it's just that change. Cool.
Yes.
How South Korea looks like? I've never been there. Is the it's sort of like, I mean, it must be so different to here.
I think it is different. More like more like a busy.
Yeah.
In here, like slow down, like calm and slow down feeling than South Korea. So, but it's still. Anywhere is the same with the people, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. So there are good things, better things always happen. So, I can't really compare too much. There are just lots of people. Then New Zealand. And New Plymouth. Then New Plymouth, of course. Yeah.
There are lots of people on the street, I imagine, like when you go in the traffic, right? It's like... Yeah. You have cars, lots of cars, but also lots of people.
Yes.
Right.
And if you get a subway station, like they pushed each other on in the morning, going to office, going to work 8 a.m., we pushed each other, we're squeezing together.
Yeah, we had this in Bucharest also. I remember that when we were going to the office, you know, 7 a.m., 8 a.m., like the subway, you know, the metro was full of people. You couldn't just fit in, right? So did you experience that when you were there? You were working in South Korea for a long time?
I was actually student at that time, people living. So I was art therapy, master of art therapist. Course. But however, because of my partner, my husband, I just left 1 year and then I quit it up and then moved here. It's a little bit sad. But anyway, I also support kids who need emotionally or need help. So I was going there and doing art therapy and counseling and teenager school. I was helping them. I was study counseling and social work and master degree of the art therapy.
Yes.
But I couldn't done. So I didn't say anyone like to master degree things.
Wow, that's a it's a great thing to have, you know, somebody in our city to have art therapy. Especially nowadays, I feel like our children need that.
Yes, but I don't do here because it's big qualification. I need to translate everything and... Yeah, it's a good thing. But it's good for the children, anyone who needed to art therapy. They don't need to talk much. They show everything with art. And then we communication with art. So it's not really harmful than direct counseling using language. So it's good, yeah. So that's why I'm going busy to the like social working and things, going volunteering and helping children. And that time we was on time. Doesn't matter what your job you have, we have to be on time. So we're pushing and squeezing each other.
And what do you do now here?
In here, my earning job is marketer at SCP workshop.
Okay.
And that's my husband's workshop, so I'm working at home. And then non-money job.
You have three kids, right?
Yeah,
so it's a big
kids,
job.
Yeah, three kids. And I'm also looking after my mother-in-law. She mm-hmm. has early dementia. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and lots of things like volunteering, like a Taranaki Multi-Ethnic Council executive member and also co-secretary there. And Taranaki K Culture Community, we just funded. So it's a new like community
really?
Trust. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
I love share Korean culture, so that's why I made it with other two trustees.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'm Taranaki Korean Association executive member, and I'm a secretary as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
the podcast.
Podcast here, Koi Corner, Art FM. Yeah. Yeah, that's
looks
what
like
I
you're
do.
Really busy. Yeah? It's like you can say, oh, that's a little bit, you know, the way
yeah.
you present it, but it feels like it's a lot, right? Especially the Korean Association, well done in doing that.
Oh, thank you.
When did you start it? Or how was that starting it?
Korean Association is around 6 years ago. I was founder as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we try to build connection with the migrant and things. But Korean community is smaller than mm-hmm. other communities. So we still try each other, helping each other. But yeah, it's hard to build up a lot like Indian community and
mm-hmm.
Chinese community. But it's okay. We are just helping each other. And also Taranaki K culture community, nowadays we start Korean fan dance. And also might be if we got a funding, we will have some Korean language class. Yeah. And I'm also, actually I'm doing Korean tutoring as well. So I'm
yeah.
a Korean tutor. Yeah.
Wow.
The language tutor. So that's, yeah.
It's a lot. Huh?
Yeah, that's a lot for me. Not like 8 hours every day, but yeah, I'm
mm-hmm.
doing a little bit every day. Yeah.
It sounds like your Korean culture is very important to you, maintaining that bond and connection to Korea. Can you describe what elements really stand out to you about Korean culture, what people might be surprised to hear about Korean culture, and elements that you keep about the culture in your home with your family?
Yes, definitely I'm keeping on Korean culture at home because my kids will forget a lot. So because my husband is Korean, obviously, so we speak Korean language at home, must be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things, big deal with my girls, teenager girl at the moment. and then respect to adult, like keep like a bow things. We always bow and say hello each other, like as a Korean. And yeah, it's big things. Yeah, I want to keep on our culture, but they have their own New Zealand culture, so it will be hard, but I'm trying to handling both. So outside we are trying to be understand other culture, like I think New Zealand say bi culture, but I think more like multi culture at the moment. Yeah, so I said Indian, Chinese, what is different, religion, and then what should you say and what you didn't say. And we learn each other, like, yeah.
Do you have any Korean festivities that you celebrate that maybe they don't celebrate here?
Oh, yeah, definitely Korean New Year. The
okay.
Lunar New Year, they don't celebrate, New Zealand.
When is that?
Lunar New Year is the 1st of January as a Lunar calendar.
All right.
So up to very late, like months or sometimes February, we have a New Year event. And the other things, at home, what Brian said, asking about what you keeping. And every birthday, we have a seaweed soup.
Oh,
Seaweed soup. Yeah, seaweed soup for pressing them. Like, they remembering mom, after mom birth, we always give a seaweed soup. So seaweed soup has, normally we have a beef or fish with seaweed. So that's good for mom's health also. Also, they remember how much harder to bond them, the like baby. Love. Yeah, and then they respect to parents all the time. They say, thank you for being me here. Like, yeah, they always say thank you every birthday to us as well. Yeah.
That's good. I think it's a movie. I don't know if it's Korean. Sorry if I'm incorrect. But do you have the lunar pies or something like that? It's a sweet thing, no?
Ah, duck. Yeah, yeah. Rice cake. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The rice cake. Yeah, we have a rice cake, which is, we don't have much here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in Auckland, you can get it. There are lots of rice cake shop. But in here, we need the making.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. But yeah, it's once a year we're doing that. Yeah.
That's cool.
What is the recipe? I'm curious about rice cake. Is it difficult? You said it's to do?
It depends on what you like it. But traditionally, brown sugar and sometimes beans and beans, like red one, like beans. Yeah, I think beans. And then sugar and sesame seed.
Yeah.
Sometimes we put on sesame seed or nut, and then with the rice cover. So rice cake. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love Korean, South Korean food. I have a friend, he's from South Korea, and you have this big pot that you put in the middle with the
steaming.
With the steaming, and then you chuck in there.
Yeah.
Pieces of meat or vegetables.
Yes.
I love that. And then you have sort of like a barbecue that you bring to the table for me. I'm Argentinian, so we used to barbecue outside with charcoal.
Yes.
But I remember him bringing to my house the barbecue to sit on the table.
Yeah.
And there was, I mean, I think it's a great invention.
A little bit smoky smell, but it's really taste. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love food.
Yeah, we all love food. Yes. So it's like the food is one of the things that bring people together, right? And it feels like in Argentina, we discuss about that, you know, the meat. Yeah. So obviously for you, it's quite similar. It's Argentinian with the Korean traditions, or is or not so?
Yeah. I think I think all cultures like to eat in general, but I think the differences might be in Argentina, we eat the big chunk of milk, like big pieces, and we barbecue them for long hours, while you maybe have like slices. And you cook for shorter because it's less meat and it's different way.
Yes.
I mean, that's the difference I'm finding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then sauce, definitely.
Yeah.
Sauce. You have lots of sauce in South Korea. What kind of... Is like soy sauce or
soy sauce. Soy sauce. And then it depends on meat. So pork, we put on the sesame oil and salt.
Mm-hmm.
And then... like beef, like bulgogi, we marinate it with a soy sauce, sugar, and it depends on natural sugar. Sometimes they put on pears and apples.
Wow.
Yeah, without the sugar, like not chemical sugar. And then the onion and lots of vegetables in there.
And chicken, duck, do you eat any of those?
Yeah, we definitely eat the chicken. We love chicken. We like in if you're going South Korea, there are 24-hour chicken delivery.
Wow.
You can order anytime. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And with the beer. So here, I just know that New Plymouth have a KCB, like Korean chicken and beer shop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They I heard they're nice. Yeah.
You've not tried it?
I try to not to because my kids love that.
Right.
So if once we start, they
there's no asking,
keep going. Yeah, money. Like, so I try to make a home with like a sauce and things.
And have you taught your children how to cook meals from home?
I I put them like mainly rice.
Yes.
Yeah, they can cook rice and soup and veggie things, what they like it. But whatever they like New Zealand food or Western food, I'm also teaching them, like baking and things.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They love both of the taste. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and your children, they are very much engaged in the migrant community, I saw, right? And they really like to do a lot of dancing. And how is that? How do you keep the tradition of South Korea at home with them? And also the language.
Language, I just keep speaking with them. Mm-hmm. And then if they something long or can't understand, I'm just tell them again. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just repetition. Yeah. Like every time, just keep saying same things 1,000 times, 100 times. And they will notice. Actually, at the moment, my little one is really frequent speak Korean. Yeah, yeah, he's really good. But he speak English at kindergarten and play center.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know how long gonna be. they can remember. So my, I'm just trying to do my best. I can't push too much because they have their life.
Because they were raised in the different cultures. So I understand that's hard sometimes to handle between the culture the parents were raised with and the one they are raising with. I have friends that they speak to the kids in Spanish and they reply in English, but the parents keep talking in Spanish to them because I think, like, especially when you are a teenager, you try to go against everything. I think what you do is amazing because sometimes it could be easier to sort of like put your roots on one side and just merge completely into the new culture, especially being here for more than 10 years, you know?
Yes.
But keep sort of like embracing.
Yeah.
And keep alive where you're from.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing, and that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Multiculturality especially Taranaki has, because it's different in other cities of New Zealand.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
I love that. Yeah. So that's why I keep saying children, like migrant especially, they need identity. They look different totally. Black eyes, like brown hair, black eyes. And so I want to give them confidence.
Yeah.
Our difference is not a shame. Our difference is special.
It's a superpower, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure superpower, but we are like special, different with others. So also the other culture also different. And then they also have all special things. So I keep teach them like respect to others. Don't bullying or don't hurting others' emotion. Just as much as you can, keep on your identity. You are Korean, Kiwi Korean, but you are more like Korean. So they know. Yeah. So I'm very proud. As they are Korean Kiwi.
That's so good.
Yeah,
I was, we had a guest from, who was half Austrian and half South African.
Oh.
Maybe you know him, Lucas. And he was talking that, you know, the way he looks, because he doesn't look like an Austrian, but he doesn't look like a South African. So everybody is asking him, where are you from? But he's born here in New Zealand. and always he says, oh, my mother, she's from South Africa. My father, he's from Austria. So he was reflecting during the show that maybe when somebody is asking you, where are you from, you have to look inside yourself and where you're really from, you yourself. So what would be an answer to this question? And I think for the kids in our days, you know, coming from different cultures, it's quite challenging, like you were talking about identity.
Yeah.
It's quite a big thing for the migrants our days.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
If they lost their identity, they lose their life. Like some kids are like confusing. Who am
yes.
I?
Yeah, exactly.
So I want to more like make sure you are Korean, but Kiwi born. Yeah.
Kiwi born.
Yeah,
right?
Kiwi born New Zealand. My little one is Taranaki born, I say. Yeah.
Is your girls born both in South Korea or they are born here?
No, they're both born in Auckland.
In Auckland.
Yeah. And then my little boy born in Taranaki.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I always say you guys born in New Zealand, but
yes.
Your heart might be Korean.
Korean.
Yeah. I don't know. They will decide it. But people, they adult. I want to mm-hmm. keep make sure their identity. Yeah.
Mm.
Because is this about making yourself at home
yeah.
where you go?
Yeah.
And I was reading one sort of like a story once of someone that was saying like, when you feel at home,
mm-hmm.
It's because you're embracing your identity. And if you are who you are, you can feel at home wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you're saying is very important because we're talking about here making ourselves at home and knowing who you are and what you like and where you belong to is amazing. Mm-hmm. I had a very day full of nostalgia. I really wanted to take the plane and get back to Argentina. And I was like, sort of like drinking my traditional mate and eating some pastries and listening to music and crying because I was super emotional. And then I was realizing that also like, but home is here in New Zealand because I built my life here now and I choose to live here. And it's sort of like the sour sweetness between like feeling at home in at least two places in the world, two different countries, and merge that my identity between what I learn here in New Zealand and what I choose to live here in New Zealand and what is in my bag that came from Argentina.
Yeah,
but it's super important to know and to choose what you want to embrace in your life. To feel at home.
Mm-hmm.
Can be food, can be music, can be the friends you have, it can be the openness to other cultures.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, like you have your Korean community.
Yes.
Right?
Really,
so that's amazing that you have some people from South Korea that you are getting together.
Yeah.
How many of you are?
Whole Taranaki around 200.
Oh, wow.
No, that's not big.
It's
that's
quite
not small.
Big.
Is it big? Yeah. Yeah, but whole Taranaki. So we include all kids and things. So maybe family like 50?
50
yeah,
50 families. 50.
That's
wow,
a lot.
It's a lot, right?
Okay, then now I say big community.
I mean, New Plymouth is what? 80,000 people living in New Plymouth?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's a good portion.
Exactly. We have 10 families from Romania.
Okay.
I don't know how many from Argentina.
I don't know. I think we love. I keep finding Argentinians that I didn't know they were out there.
Yeah.
You know, because it happened as well. Like when you move here and then you start, maybe your partner is not from Argentina and then you start merging in the different cultures. And
Yeah. It's interesting. Okay.
Well, we are nearing our end here, and we're kind of hinting at what it takes to make yourself at home in a new place. If Ming, if you had families or friends that were planning to move to New Zealand or anywhere else in the world to make themselves at home in a new place, what advice would you give them?
Just being as you, and then kind to everyone, and then just adapt to culture, like. Don't pushing away. So anywhere, if you want to be home, you be like around them, like together, not by yourself. But being new is very important. Your identity and everything keeping on, but you also need to adapt to others' culture, not pushing them away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if people want to hear more about Korean and learn Korean, where they can hear you? Which days are
your radio show?
So Axis, Art FM, 1.4 FM, and Taranaki region, and also Spotify, you can find out. And they have a rtmedia.com.
Media.
I forgot the website, but you can Google it, Art FM, then you will find our website over there. So Koi Corner.
Koi
Which
Koi.
Days? Monday 10 a.m.
Great. 10 a.m. So it's before our show, right?
Yes.
That's tune amazing. In early to make yourself at home so you can catch Koi Corner.
Yes. So people listen, please listen Koi Corner.
Yes. I will listen.
K-O-W-I, which is a play on Korean and Kiwi.
Yes, that's correct.
Cool.
That's nice. That's amazing. And also you said you are doing reading books for children during the show? Or?
Oh, no, that was before. At the moment, I'm teaching Korean at radio show for our second generation or who want to learn any others, any other Korean, any other country except Korean.
Right? Yeah. Do you have like one-to-one meetings, like live? Or just on the radio?
On the radio at the moment.
But if somebody wants...
I'm willing to. Anyone want to come on?
So anyone wants to meet with you or learn to speak in Korean, they can just contact you?
Yes. So koikona@gmail.com or mpkoreantutor@gmail.com. So they can come. If they want to learn Korean one-to-one, they can get a tutoring from me.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, I just got a bachelor of the teaching Korean while I have a little boy. Yeah. So I want to more introduce Korean culture and language.
Yes, that's amazing. While you're a mother, you're also learning and doing studies. Wow, amazing. Well done.
Which you did too.
That was great to have you today.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for
so
coming.
Much.
Thank you for coming and taking your time. And looking forward to learn more about Korea and Korean. Yeah. Maybe I will tune in at 10 a.m. on Mondays.
Yeah. And then you stay on for Making Yourself at Home here at Art FM 104.4.
That's right. Hopefully see you next week, everybody. Thanks so much, Ming. Thank you, Clarissa, for filling in today. Hopefully you make your way here more often.
Yes, I hope so.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Catch you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.